Welcome back to the MKE Tech Podcast. Today we have with us Megan Turner, founder or co-founder of RoadPitch. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. I cannot wait to share more about all the cool things that you're doing as it relates to helping people to raise funding for their startups. Before we dive in, per usual, I like to start with a little quirky question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Right. If you could pitch a completely fictional product at your own pitch competition, no limits, product or service, what would it be and why?
Something that I just thought off the bat is a hardware product that can enable you to fly. So, and that's kind of very fictional, very but I think I've had cool flying dreams. I'm a hardware person and I love, hard tech. I know investors are scared of, investing in hardware companies over software, but I'm actually I study electrical engineering. I'm a big hardware robotics type advocate. And, the road pitch, we're always on the road, going on adventures and being able to see new places. And I think it would be cool if tech could enable you to do that in a cool way. So let's fly. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. That could have been the tagline. Let's fly. I would want to invest in that. Okay. That sounds really cool. And honestly, I don't think we're too far away from that. I've seen some pretty incredible innovation in that space, but I love that answer. Super cool. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about Megan Turner and your journey of being an entrepreneur. You're so young. So let's hear.
Yes. So I am from Cincinnati, Ohio, from the Midwest. And I'm currently a senior studying electrical engineering at the University of Louisville. My academic journey was a roller coaster. I actually started off a business student, took some time off, and then got into engineering. And so my journey into being an entrepreneur came from me being involved in hackathons. So I was part of hackathons on campuses in Cincinnati. And then in 2019, I heard about this traveling hackathon called Startup Bus. And so I was a hacker. They had an Ohio bus that went to New Orleans. The previous year, they asked me to join the leadership for that organization, and that's how I met my co-founder. And we decided to remove the hackathon portion of it and say, okay, we're traveling. We're good at logistics and being scrappy and kind of doing a whole bunch of cold outreach. Mm-hmm. And this could be a skill set that we use to help founders get in front of the right people to grow their companies with our focus on tech founders and Black founders, of course, as well.
I love that. You know what? I was just telling somebody, we need to bring back hackathons. We're so busy, trying to figure out what program is necessary to make sure that Milwaukee is this thriving tech ecosystem. And folks are always telling me hackathons are kind of out of style, out of date. But I feel like hackathons are a really great way for folks to network, but also find their co-founder and also their technical founder, too. That's the huge gap in building tech ecosystems, are just finding or matching people with the great ideas and then the people who can execute on those ideas, right? So I love to hear that. Thank you. I'm going to use this to my belief that we should have more hackathons. So you're an electrical engineer. You're still in school, okay? Uh-huh. So you're balancing being an entrepreneur and being a student at the same time. What's that like?
It's a little tricky. It's a little tricky. So my engineering program has co-ops or internships built into it. Mm-hmm. So they expect us to have three of them complete by the time we graduate with our undergrad. And so my first one was in Louisville, which is where I go to school, but the other two were out in the Bay Area. And so that kind of worked, and I had a boss that was flexible with me. And so I was able to kind of use, during the internships, my lunch period or after work hours. And so to kind of network and get ready for our West Coast tour that we had last summer. While I'm in school, though, it's just the balance kind of depends on what the semester workload looks like. But But having my co-founder, the two of us kind of being able to break up the workload and delegate to people even outside of the two of us has been helpful. But even my school has certain resources that's helped throw pitch. So being a student founder does have its perks as well.
Yes. And I love that because I think some people think that, you know, they should just wait until they get out of school. But there are so many entrepreneurship hubs in many different universities. And so I'm glad that you've been able to tap into that. But also just very impressive the progress you've been able to make with your company while also being an electrical engineering major is that's something else because that's not an easy major by any means, right?
No, it hasn't. But like, I think I like to tell people that my journey hasn't been linear. Like I was in school, I had a period outside of school, and then I came back. And so actually during that period, during that gap period is when I got to, you know, get conferences for tech or scholarships for tech conferences and network. And that's how I got introduced to that traveling hackathon that I told you about. And so, you know, it's kind of worked, you know, taking a break from school to kind of being able to go back and continue what I was able to do during that period. So.
And I'm glad that you said that because, you know, people are always asking, like, how do you get into tech? And I think it's really important to understand that your path doesn't have to be linear. The four-year route doesn't have to be the case for everybody. And taking time to network and to just, like, navigate, figure out how to navigate the tech industry is really important. And you can't do that all the time just going that same linear four-year track. So I'm glad that you had that experience and now can share that with others. So tell me a bit about Road Pitch. How'd you come up with this idea? And what success have you had so far?
So the idea came from that traveling hackathon that we were doing. So, you know, we were traveling with developers and project managers, and they had the challenge, like a hackathon is usually 24 hours in a building. This was 6 days on a moving bus to develop something. And as the leader of the all Black bus called Advancing Black Entrepreneurs, it was my job to stop to organize our bus route and make sure we stopped in certain cities. And then for our developers to get feedback from the local investors to say, okay, this is what I've seen in the industry. Maybe incorporate that in what you're trying to build. And that's how I met my co-founder because he joined our team. And so he was helping with the logistics. And we decided to remove that hackathon piece and focus on early tech founders in making those introductions when they've got something built and got traction already to start building relationships and also just networking with investors because they're actively trying to raise capital.
So did you keep the on the road piece? That sounds fun.
Look, we're on a plane, we're on the road, we're on train tracks.
Sounds fun.
I'm a public transportation girly. And so actually our very first road pitch tour was in the Northeast. And we took the Amtrak train from city to city with four people who didn't know us but trusted our vision to help get them in front of investors. And so we whatever means necessary to kind of start and kind of communicate the vision and get people to want to partner and be on board.
Wow. I thought road pitch which is like, you know, you guys are on tour going in different cities and then hosting pitch competitions, which is phenomenal. But this whole aspect of, like, you know, traveling with folks, I think it's just incredible. Milky Way Tech Hub does that for our policy portion of our programming where we sometimes take folks from the city of Milwaukee to the Capitol. And that by itself is a lot of logistics and just pulling people together. So what you're doing is super cool. And I would love to talk offline about how we can maybe work together on that aspect too, because listen up, Milky Way Tech Hub road pitch effort. That sounds like a fun summer little thing to put together. Okay. I'm into it.
What's been really exciting is because, you know, like, I know my skill set outside of what I'm learning in school, and that's networking and, you know, just being excited about tech and, you know, different ways to innovate to solve problems. And we're not trying to create the wheel. So we love partnering with people in the cities that we go to say, what do you guys already got going on? And, you know, how can we be a part of that? And, you know, this moving and, you know, the vehicle being road pitch. So that's kind of where we are.
Love that. So you must have heard a lot of different pitches so far, right? What advice would you give to somebody who's just starting out, got their idea, looking to raise money? What are maybe some top three things that you can share with individuals or looking to get investment?
So you're going to hear a lot of investors say that, like, you need more traction. And I think that there are a lot of accelerators and incubators out there, and finding one that is niche to the industry that you're building in, I think is a good start, because they've got connections to professionals and companies that are building, that are working in that space. And what we've realized is that certain enterprises have venture arms. And so sometimes as you're building, they might, you know, want you to build with some of their engineers, and that could, you know, if you build a relationship later down the line, lead to acquisition if that's something that you want. So I would say one is I like accelerators and incubators that are industry specific. And there are quite a few, you know, in the Midwest and different areas around the country that I think is a good starting point for founders that are starting off. You said specifically, what can founders do to try to raise capital? I think investors like when you have a certain knowledge in the industry that you're building in. And that's a kind of a way to strengthen that, is being in an industry specific accelerator. And then practice pitching and road pitch. You know, we typically are towards our 6 days, 5 to 6 days, and we pitch 3 times a day in each city. So there's a morning, there's usually a 9 to 11, a 1 to 3, and then a 5:30 to 8 every single day for our traveling founders. So they've got a lot of time pitching, and it gets to the point where, like, they're not nervous anymore because they've done it so many times. Yeah. And so you have to do that anyways as a founder. I don't think that's anything that is really advice. You're doing that anyways. But I think the more you get comfortable communicating your vision, not everybody is going to believe in it, but you're going to find people that do and that are going to help you and want to be a part of your journey. So that would be my second thing, is to just continue pitching and finding people that align with your mission and your company. And then the third thing, let me think. is just identifying the local investors in the area that you're based in, because they do exist. Some of them have websites with office hours or monthly demos for you to be a part of virtually. I recommend going to, after you, like, try raising money with friends and family to look at the local accredited investors and syndicates in your area and start building relationships with them to raise the initial capital for your company. So those would be my three pieces of advice.
All very brilliant tips for our budding founders that will be listening. So you'll be coming to Milwaukee. Gotta share about that and share with Milky Way.
Yes. So this will be our third tour, and I'm excited because I'm from the Midwest, and we'll be ending this tour. So a grand ending in Milwaukee. On March the 16th. So I'm excited for, you know, us to partner and what that would look like.
Yeah. So anybody who's interested in learning more about Road Pitch or even participating, this is going to be a great event. Tune in, and there's going to be more information that will be shared out on our newsletters. Is there anything else that you want to share about Road Pitch or anything else that you want folks to know about you and your journey?
Just the mission of Road Pitch, to its core is, we're not, you know, it's multiple people across the country who are working on trying to close the funding gap, you know, for Black founders, and we're a piece to the puzzle. And, that doesn't work without us partnering with people who are already doing the work. And so we're not trying to create the wheel. We're trying to work with people like you, who are doing, you know, work in their local ecosystem and trying to figure out, kind of how we can move founders around, which is not doomed for Black people moving for different opportunities. Some of our founders, like, if they see, you know, resources specifically for fintech in a certain area that might it might make sense to make a move while they're building early. And so what we're trying to do is be one of the methods to help close the funding gap and work with other people who are doing the work. So
you're looking for partners. I love it. So how can somebody find you then?
So somebody can find Road Pitch and communicate with me through our website. Roadpitch.co is our website. Or they can email me if they want to directly connect with me, Megan@roadpitch.co. And I spell my name M-E-A-G-A-N. Extra A for awesome. Yes.
I like that. Any social media handles?
So on Instagram, our username is @roadpitch, and on Twitter, we're @roadpitchtour. So Twitter, wow. Instagram, we're also on Facebook as well, Road Pitch on Facebook.
That's actually a solid handle. I would think they would have been taken already. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure people will be reaching out. And thank you again, Megan, for taking the time to share more about Road Pitch.
Thanks for bringing me on. I'm excited to end our tour in Milwaukee.
Awesome. Thank you.